Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, January 8, 2025.
Biden administration bans medical debt from credit reports. On January 7, 2025, the Biden administration made a bold move by banning medical debt from credit reports. This change aims to lift the heavy burden of medical bills from millions of American families, helping around 15 million people and removing about $49 billion in medical debt from their credit histories. Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted how this policy could change lives, ensuring that health issues won't block anyone from economic opportunities. The U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau pointed out that medical debt doesn't truly reflect a borrower's ability to repay loans. While this rule could lead to about 22,000 more low-cost mortgages each year and boost credit scores, it has faced pushback from congressional Republicans and financial institutions, who worry it might limit lenders' ability to assess risks. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office on January 20, 2025, questions linger about whether this regulation will be reversed. This ban could significantly alter how medical debt is managed in the United States, potentially providing greater financial stability for millions.
North Korea's hypersonic missile test. North Korea has successfully tested a new super-fast missile aimed at distant targets in the Pacific Ocean, announced on January 7, 2025. Kim Jong-un stressed the importance of expanding the country's nuclear arsenal to counter perceived threats from rival nations. The missile reportedly flew 685 miles before landing in waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. This test comes just weeks before Donald Trump is expected to return as President of the United States amid rising tensions and increased military activities from North Korea. Concerns are growing about North Korea's military capabilities, especially with potential technology transfers from Russia. Kim Jong-un described the missile as a significant advancement in North Korea's nuclear deterrence strategy. During U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Seoul, he criticized the missile launch for breaching United Nations Security Council resolutions. As North Korea strengthens its military ties with Russia, fears rise over advanced weapons technology transfers, escalating the nuclear standoff. What does this mean for global security? Stay tuned for more updates.
Behnam's departure and the future of cryptocurrency regulation. Rostan Behnam, chair of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, will step down on January 20, 2025, coinciding with Donald Trump's return to office. This change allows Trump to appoint a new chair who may align more closely with his deregulatory agenda. Since joining the CFTC in 2017, Behnam has adopted a more relaxed stance on cryptocurrency compared to Gary Gensler, head of the Securities and Exchange Commission. However, the CFTC's recent actions against Binance, which led to one of the largest penalties in history, highlight ongoing challenges in regulating digital assets. Behnam has expressed concerns about the significant number of unregulated digital assets in the U.S., emphasizing the need to address this gap for market reliability. The CFTC's recent approval of contracts for trading carbon credits reflects Behnam's focus on climate-related risks. As the CFTC prepares for this leadership transition, the future of cryptocurrency regulation in the U.S. remains uncertain, raising important questions for investors.
Overseas investors pull out from Asian markets. Overseas investors have pulled out an astonishing $15.8 billion from Asian equity markets in 2024, following a buying spree of $26.6 billion the year before. This shift is driven by growing concerns over U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's plans to impose a 10% tariff on global imports and a hefty 60% tariff on goods from China. Taiwan experienced the largest outflow, losing $12.4 billion, while other countries like South Korea, India, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, and the Philippines also faced significant withdrawals. Analysts, including Timothy Moe from Goldman Sachs, point out that the economic landscape remains challenging, influenced by mixed data and a stronger U.S. dollar. The MSCI Asia Pacific Index yielded just 7.23% in 2024, significantly lower than the MSCI World Index's 15.73%. With uncertainty surrounding U.S. trade policies, foreign investors are expected to be cautious and selective. This situation highlights how interconnected our global markets are and the real impact of U.S. policies on Asian economies. Investors should stay alert to ongoing trade developments and their potential effects.
Rising oil prices amid supply constraints. Oil prices are on the rise due to tighter supply from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, along with positive job data from the United States. On January 8, 2025, Brent crude oil increased by 32 cents to about $77 per barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude rose by 42 cents, reaching around $75. This supply tightening is largely due to maintenance work in the United Arab Emirates, leading to a drop in OPEC's oil output in December. Meanwhile, the U.S. labor market showed a surprising increase in job openings, indicating a strengthening economy that could boost consumer spending and energy demand. Russia's oil production averaged nearly 8.97 million barrels per day in December, falling short of its target. Looking ahead, analysts expect oil prices to average lower in 2025 compared to 2024, primarily due to anticipated production increases from non-OPEC countries. The forecast suggests Brent crude may average around $76 per barrel in 2025, down from $80 in 2024, as supply growth is expected to outpace demand.
NASA's Mars Sample Return Program Update. NASA is making exciting changes to its Mars Sample Return Program, which aims to bring samples from Mars back to Earth. On January 7, 2025, officials announced they would scrap parts of the original plan to tackle challenges, cut costs, and speed up the timeline. The Perseverance rover, on Mars since 2021, has been collecting soil samples for over 2 years. The initial plan involved creating several new spacecraft, but with an expected cost of $11 billion and a possible delay until 2040, a new approach was needed. The revised plan includes two landing options, one similar to the successful landings of the Curiosity and Perseverance rovers, and another that partners with private space companies to send a new lander to Mars. NASA will explore both options and make a decision by 2026. This program is vital for understanding Mars' history and climate, and it could reveal whether life ever existed there. As competition in space exploration heats up, especially from China, NASA remains focused on answering key questions about Mars rather than competing. The Mars Sample Return Program represents a major commitment to expanding our knowledge of the solar system.
Biden Administration's Clean Energy Initiative. The Biden administration is rolling out new guidance to help companies access clean energy tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. This initiative expands financial support beyond just wind and solar energy to include other low-carbon sources, aligning with President Joe Biden's mission to tackle climate change. However, challenges loom as President-elect Donald Trump plans to repeal this act, which could save the U.S. budget hundreds of billions of dollars, but requires congressional backing. U.S. officials stress that this clean energy program offers tax credits of up to 30% for investments in technologies like marine energy, nuclear power, and geothermal energy. This program is vital for cutting carbon emissions, which make up about 25% of the country's greenhouse gases. As electricity demand rises due to data centers and electric vehicles, Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo warns that removing these subsidies could lead to higher electricity prices for consumers. An analysis from the U.S. Department of Energy suggests these credits could save American households up to $38 billion on electricity bills by 2030. The administration is also taking steps to strengthen its climate agenda, including banning offshore oil and gas drilling in new areas and finalizing guidance for obtaining credits for green hydrogen produced from renewable sources.
Tech industry pushes back on AI chip export rules. The Information Technology Industry Council is calling on President Biden to rethink proposed rules that would limit the export of artificial intelligence chips. These rules aim to prevent rivals like China from accessing advanced technology, which could threaten U.S. leadership in the tech sector. Major companies, including Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta, are worried about the potential negative effects of these restrictions. Jason Oxman, the ITI's CEO, criticized the rush to implement these rules as Biden's presidency comes to a close, especially with Donald Trump set to take office soon. The semiconductor industry is also voicing concerns, highlighting the unprecedented nature of these regulations. As tensions rise between the U.S. and China over technology and security, the outcome of this situation could reshape international relations and the future of AI development. Stakeholders in both government and the tech industry are closely watching these developments.
Misconduct allegations in the Justice Department. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Justice's internal watchdog has uncovered shocking allegations of misconduct by three senior officials during the final months of Donald Trump's presidency. These officials reportedly leaked confidential information about a sensitive investigation, possibly trying to influence the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. The investigation focused on COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes across New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, all states led by Democratic governors facing criticism for their pandemic responses. Inspector General Michael Horowitz authored the report, which reveals that these officials improperly shared details with the media about the Justice Department's plans regarding nursing home data. Although these individuals are no longer with the department, their actions raise serious questions about partisan motivations close to the election. Bill Barr, the Attorney General at the time, was not implicated in any wrongdoing. The report also highlights that federal prosecutors began investigating nursing home deaths in mid-2020 as the pandemic severely impacted these facilities. The timing and manner of the investigation may have been influenced by the upcoming election, leaving us to wonder about the integrity of the Justice Department's actions during this critical period.
Trump urges Congress to extend debt ceiling. President-elect Donald Trump is urging Congress to extend the debt ceiling to avoid a potential default on the nation's staggering $36 trillion federal debt. Speaking passionately at his Palm Beach resort, he said, "I just don't want to see a default." With the last suspension of the debt ceiling having expired in 2023, the U.S. Treasury Department has been taking special actions to prevent a default for a few more months. However, Congress must act by mid-2025 to address this critical issue. Trump pointed out that the debt ceiling has become a controversial topic, causing anxiety in financial markets. Meanwhile, House Republican leader Steve Scalise mentioned plans for a combined bill that would tackle border security, immigration, tax cuts, and fossil fuel production. As President Joe Biden's term nears its end on January 20, 2025, the outcome of these negotiations could significantly impact the economy and the financial well-being of everyday Americans.
Political turmoil in South Korea. South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol is facing renewed attempts to arrest him on charges of insurrection as protests erupt from both his supporters and opponents. This crisis began when Yoon declared martial law on December 3, 2023, shocking the nation and sparking widespread public backlash. Just days later, he was impeached for violating his constitutional duties. Oh Dong-woon, head of the Corruption Investigation Office, expressed disappointment over a failed arrest attempt that led to a tense six-hour standoff at the presidential compound in Seoul. Local media report various plans to breach security measures, including deploying police tactical units. The ongoing protests highlight deeper issues of governance and public trust in South Korea. As the investigation unfolds, the situation remains dynamic, with potential for further developments.
Trump's foreign policy hints. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, recently hinted at possible military action in the Americas and the Middle East during a news conference at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. With just 13 days until he takes the oath of office for his second term, Trump stressed the importance of the Panama Canal, calling it a crucial artery for trade. He suggested that military force or economic demands could be used to secure U.S. control over it, raising concerns about potential military actions, especially given the ongoing conflict in Gaza, where more than 45,000 lives have been lost. Trump also proposed that Canada could become the 51st state of the U.S., although he ruled out military action against this close ally. He threatened significant tariffs on Canada and Mexico if they don't meet U.S. demands regarding migration and drug trafficking. Additionally, he discussed the U.S. military presence in Syria, where around 2,000 personnel are still engaged in fighting the Islamic State. As tensions rise globally, many are watching closely to see how Trump's foreign policy will shape U.S. relations with Canada, Mexico, and the Middle East. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.